now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ron Doyle. And we have a really different kind of story this week brought to us from our good friend Michael King, a Denver designer, musician, and art director for Birdie Magazine. And because this story is so different, I'm going to take care of the closing credits right now so the episode can end naturally without the the interruption of my dumb voice talking about our sponsors. So here goes. We have three upcoming shows in February. Our regular monthly shows will take place on February 9th in San Diego and February 17th in Denver. Theme of those shows will be DIY or Die. And we're doing a special collaboration with Stories on Stage in Denver on February 21st. For more details on these shows and more, visit thenarrators.org. Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our intern is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal. Very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Illegal Pete's, Greater Than Records, Sexy Pizza, Sexbot Comedy, From the Hip Photo, and Breckenridge Brewery. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app, and join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumpport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. Whew, okay, that's done. Are you still here? Good. I hope so. I think it'll be worth the wait. All right, on with the show.
Next storyteller.
All right, next storyteller.
Next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
A few years ago, Michael King bought an answering machine at a thrift store here in Denver. And inside that machine was a tape. What you're about to hear is part of that tape. You see, the malfunctioning answering machine recorded more than just one-sided messages. Sometimes it also recorded pieces of conversations. And through those conversations, Mike was able to piece together the story of the machine's previous owners, Ed and Mimi, a diabetic elderly man and his adult, developmentally disabled daughter. Recordings capture only brief moments of their lives, only those times when they were slow to pick up the phone and the machine kicked on. But even from these little snippets, it's surprisingly easy to piece together a narrative. Friends and caretakers calling, family members visiting and using the phone, a larger community of people trying to care for both of them. The whole thing is haunting. It's this testament to how even the discarded artifacts of our lives can tell a full story. Michael has removed periods of silence, noise, feedback, and for privacy reasons, a few bits that reveal personal information about Ed and Mimi. The remaining 9 minutes of the tape, which we're sharing here, are otherwise unaltered. Music that accompanies the message come from one of Mike's musical projects, Cities of Earth, which I totally recommend you check out on SoundCloud. I personally like listening to Cities of Earth while I'm working because it makes me feel like I'm living inside of a John Carpenter soundtrack. All right, enough yakking. I'm just going to play this tape for you and spend the rest of the day pondering all the crazy coincidences that made this story possible. Thank you for your stories, and thank you for listening.
Hi, Ed. This is Bob. Would you tell Mimi to call me? Thanks. Appreciate it.
Mimi, are you there?
Hello?
Mimi, hi. It's Jeff.
Hi. Mark?
Yeah.
Here's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Marky.
Hi, Beth.
Say, I'm going to pick you up at noon tomorrow to go out to lunch.
Okay.
Now, Dad is in the hospital, so if I'm a little late, just... Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? This is Sue. Is anyone there? This is Sue calling on Saturday, the day before the Seahawks play. Goodbye. Hey, Merz, are you there?
I'm calling back on my cell phone, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hey, Mimi.
Are you there? Memers? Okay, I'll try again, okay? Call my cell phone if you get this message. Bye-bye. Okay.
Wait, it's the speakerphone's on.
Get into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And pull out from the insulin of Dad's the sliding scale he uses. It's written down in pen.
Where is it?
In the refrigerator on the second shelf of the door, and it's where all his syringes are.
Okay, you want me to bring them over to him?
I want you to read me what's written down as far as it says, like, 0 through 100, and it tells you how many units to take. What is
that? I mean, you'll get it right now, right?
Okay.
What is it, actually?
No, that's all I need, Mimi.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's...
Wait, we're on speakerphone right now. Let's wait a second, all right?
Are we still on speakerphone?
Yes, we're still on speakerphone.
Are we still on speakerphone?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, should I call back?
So it'll be off in a second. Oh.
Well, I'm going to call back.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, call back.
Bye.
About 10 minutes, and she was, at that point, she was, when they got here, she was not breathing, and so they got her back to breathing, okay, and they took her to this hospital, Porter Hospital, and so she's in ICU.
Okay, well, listen, I'll probably check back with you later on in the day.
Yeah. Wait till probably afternoon, because I'm not going down there now till you can't get there. You can't see her anyway before 8:30. And once you get there and see her, she's just she's zonked up. You know, she is.
Yes, I understand. Well, Ed, take care, and I will talk later to somebody.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
I know all your kids are coming in. Beth told me that they were going.
Well, I got my voicemail on. I'm still listening to you.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to talk to Beth?
Yeah, you can talk to Beth.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is Barb.
Oh, Barb. Oh, hi, Barb. Yeah, the message machine flipped in there. Yeah, all the kids are home, so...
Everyone's there. Well, what I was going to tell you, you know, I have a finished basement with 2 beds in it, the bath, and TV and stuff, if you need room.
Oh, you know, that's fine. You know, this group is so used to we're probably going to just hang out in the loft and pull out mattresses and just all hang out together tonight.
Okay,
so
if you need to get away, or somebody needs an extra room or anything, my downstairs is available.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much, Barb.
Okay.
We'll be thinking about that,
because
the kids may be, you know, our kids may be all coming in. So
yeah,
thank you very much.
A lot. And like I say, I have 2 bedrooms down there and a bath. And
oh, great.
So just bear in mind that if you need it, it's yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right,
thank
we'll
you.
See you in a little bit.
All right.
Over the tacos.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye. Sure you are okay. If you get a minute, give me a buzz. Talk to you later. Bye.
There's a yellow sheet on the kitchen table. On the dining room table. Give it to him.
Did you see it, sir?
There's a sheet. He's...
Wait, I gotta get out the phone, Bob.
Okay, yeah. Bye. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Mimi, and you're on speakerphone. Okay, come here, talk to this woman.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jill. I'm calling with Lifeline.
Yes, the paramedics came and Dad's okay. He just fell and he couldn't get up.
Oh, he fell and he couldn't get up?
Couldn't get up and there was blood in the toilet, so he just got home from the hospital, so we're trying to organize this house, and I'm sorry the speakerphones are on right now and I don't know how to turn them off, so...
Okay,
but we're good.
We're
good.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Elizabeth, and I'm his oldest daughter.
Okay. All right, now are you near to Lifeline Unit or something?
Yes, I have it.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to tap the button?
Hit the reset?
Right, after you hang up all the phones. Okay.
Oh, shoot, I'm sorry.
Oh, did it say extension code?
Yes.
See what unit you have. Okay, it should be okay. Once we all hang up?
Yes.
If you see that the reset button is still flashing, press it down, but I think I'm pretty sure it's okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then...